The Ocon man had a day yesterday.
Really?
Oh, I put him. I beat his ear.
What happened?
So he wakes up. We're watching the birds, dude. We had a wild one Saturday night. We had a fun one.
Okay.
We played this dice game. So Foley and Kevin Ryan came over. Finance was over. We were watching the Phillies.
Yeah.
So then I was like, dude, we should play a drinking game. I haven't played one. That's fun. You reminded me. The Vortex got me fired up.
Dude.
So I remembered 7s, 11s, doubles. It's a dice game. So you roll the dice. If you get a 7s, 11, or a double, you get to pick someone to chug the cup. As soon as they touch the cup, you start rolling again. And if you get a 7s, 11s, double again, they have to go again. And you get to pick whoever you want the whole time.
So fun.
So we go upstairs. We play. Everyone, I mean, Ocon man passed out after one chug.
What?
He literally went... He had to be carried down the steps.
So this is well into the day. I guess.
This is the end of the night. This is how it ended.
You busted out the guillotine
there,
on everybody.
We sat there, and it's so fast.
Yeah.
It's literally you all get hammered in 15 minutes. It was really fun. But then in the morning, I'm like,
that was Saturday.
That was Saturday night. So yesterday morning, we wake up. I go downstairs to watch the Eagles game. Me, Tommy, and Chris are sitting there. I notice Chris is sipping a whiskey. I said, Jesus Christ, brother.
What
are you doing? He gets another whiskey. He got two whiskeys in the morning. And he was feeling good. It was very funny.
He was hair of the dog.
He needed it. He had a hair of the dog, and he was instantly. Oh. And I was like, dude, you want to play 7s, 11s, doubles, you and me?
No,
I took him up to my room.
What?
And I made him drink 7 beers in like 10 minutes. And he passed out. The rest of the day, he was like.
You put him down.
Yeah, made him go to sleep. And he had ordered Taco Bell, and I ate it. And I ate his Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
It was evil. I might have had a half a beer. He drank 8 beers in, for real, 20 minutes of just, I would roll the dice, because he was so hammered, it was slow. He was like.
Oh, my. He was feeling.
Yeah, I was going as hard as I could. It was very fun. That's the thing.
Have you talked to him since? Did he wake up like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, but he did it. He did it himself.
True.
But yeah, that was, I did that to him. I was like, come on, it'll be fun. Let's go play that game. He was like, I'll play that game. That was a fun game. I was like, dude, it'd be fun as hell if we played it right now.
One on one. What was Tommy saying?
Tommy, he was hurt. He was hurting for the night before.
Yeah.
The gang, dude, I'm telling you. It's senior week's coming to an end.
Yeah. Party's got to stop.
The party's not stopping.
It has to.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty fun to watch.
People can do it. I'm completely mystified, but I can't do it.
I love watching the Ocon man operate. Seeing him hurt, And then we got this week coming up. It's going to be a tough week.
Yeah, dude.
Me, Bees, Tommy, and O'Connor going to Indiana for 3 days, doing shows for 3 nights, and then going to the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, that's one more week deeper into the eternal hangover.
All the girls are gone. It's just the fellas.
Just
dude.
The bros.
Just senior week. The girl. No, I'm saying it's senior week. You know how there's girls down there?
Yeah.
Now it's just four dudes.
Just bros.
Chugging beers in a room.
For the game.
Just for the love of the game, bro.
People were watching that game intensely.
That was a very intense game.
Dude, I came out and the place was packed. The bar was packed at Hilliam. I want to call him and say, hey, all those bar sales last night, boys.
You should have called him and said, next time I'm there, no sports.
Nah.
I don't care if it's the most important game. Turn it off. Well, this is my night.
It was when it was over.
I know, but even after, you should say, you guys should be looking at me.
Yeah, totally go out.
It's me.
Yeah, true. I should have stood on the bar and it's Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Down, bam, bam, down, bam, bam, bam.
Eyes on me, boys. I have some other stuff, too.
Yeah, I have more material.
That was just my newer stuff.
This is physical material. I'm going to act out.
Should have acted out.
Yeah, you should have taken it out and showed all the people that came to see you.
I should have kissed one of those guys.
You should have kissed a guy.
Last night?
I almost a guy at Applebee's this weekend.
What happened? How?
I don't know. Me and him were just, no, I was just daydreaming in the hotel about it.
About the guy at Applebee's?
Yeah, there's an Applebee's across from the casino.
Yeah.
And I was mad after the first night. I was like, they did me wrong. They treated me poorly. Mm. Next time I'm taking all my business to the Applebee's across the street. I'm going to tell the crowd, I'm going to say, all 1,000 of us.
Let's go to Applebee's.
We're going to Applebee's after this, and we're shutting it down for 5 straight hours. And while I was drunk the night before, I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to call the Applebee's and say, you need to get all your staff.
Why would you kiss a guy?
And then I was in the car ride. And the driver was Hector, the driver was bringing us over. And I was like, I'm going to go to Applebee's and just one of these guys in there. I was talking about having with Lemaire's brother. Actually, I was talking about Lemaire and his brother having sex.
What was Hector saying?
Hector was laughing. I could see him laugh. He was dying. I said, Hector, I'm going to go to that Applebee's and end up sucking a guy. I know it. I'm going to get so fucked up, I'm going to a guy at Applebee's in Ben Salem. And he dropped us off, and I was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. You know what happens there. Like, there's definitely dudes that blow guys
lose
at Applebee's.
It all. Lose it all at the casino. Get just end up blowing a guy at Applebee's in the parking lot of the Applebee's.
Yeah, your just wife's like, where's the college fund? You're like, that's not all, babe. I have something else to tell you.
Even worse.
I blew that.
We had too many tall beers. I was getting 32-ounce beers, honey. I ended up with a guy. I ended up my brother.
He's like, why'd you suck him? Like, I actually paid to suck him, too, so I lost my gas money.
Yeah, I lost the gas money. I need you to pick me up.
Dude, paying to suck is the craziest shit.
Yeah.
A little PTS,
a little
dude.
Pay to suck.
Pay to suck. I paid to suck.
If I liked, yeah, I'd pay to eat some sometimes.
Yeah, I would.
If there were some nice snooze out there. But then you're attracting the type of snooze that's going to accept money to get it. That's not quality snooze.
That's not, dude.
You need top quality snooze if you're going to munch.
Yeah, true. Although you find a Craigslist weirdo and get down into some beefy snooze, dude.
I'd love a nice beef.
It's a nice beefy little burger, dude. Some girl with a burger.
Some bump.
Some Bubba's burger.
Oh, with some barbecue sauce. Little special sauce in there.
Get some of that wimpy, bro.
Oh,
I'd gladly pay you for a hamburger today, tomorrow.
Yeah. Ma'am. Is your a lot like beef? Because I'd like to eat it at the app. Meet me at the Applebee's on Route 1.
I'm going
to
put a Craigslist ad right now. Like, I want to eat it shaped like a horseshoe. Let me get one of those.
It's a big droopy. Give me an old hound dog. I have some bloodhound snizz, dude. I need a mastiff's mouth. That's what I want.
I
want
to lose a gambling and smack my head into a lady's for an hour. Ooh. And cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. Almost a guy at Applebee's. Lemaire was acting a fool at the casino. I've never seen such a big shot.
Really?
Nothing.
Pride Mike.
I didn't do anything, dude.
No, you were being fun.
Chilling.
Remember when you thought you could beat me in an Irish car bomb? Again?
Yeah, dude.
He lost again?
It was a blowout. No, of course he denied it. He said no.
Dude, you know denying things.
Every single person
right.
There said it.
Lemaire, that's a slippery slope. Dude. Next thing you'll be denying big things, dude.
Yeah.
Denial's a very slippery slope, dude.
Wait, why are you denying it?
I'm not denying. I demanded a review. There was no review.
Every single person there said I won that.
Nah, they're liars.
Your brother? Your own brother?
Yeah, Jibs. Well, what else are people lying about? Support me that much. He's
Jibs,
a liar.
Jibs, this is crazy. Jibs shook my hand. He said, not all of us Lees are scumbags like that.
Dude.
And he shook my hand.
No way, dude. No. He's playing you, dude. I won.
You think he's trying to get that Applebee's VIP?
He was on deck.
Imagine stacking the Lees, dude.
That's what I was thinking. Because they were going to have to share a room in Ben's Hill. And I was like, you guys are going to end up... You guys... Because Lemaire gets extra horny at night. That's when he... The freaks come out at night. That's when he gets on
Imagine
Reddit.
Imagine someone hand trucking the Lees to your room, dude.
Special delivery, opening up that fridge under there. Oh,
damn. Dude.
It was you got the phone call.
I got the phone call.
You got the depressed
phone
call.
I was there, dude.
You were the only one. I was like, who do I talk to about this? You're the only one, bro.
Yeah.
I just had a nice mental breakdown.
Tough time.
Solid. Well, I figured it out. I mean, I had like 8 cups of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
And I just went nuts. I didn't know that that's what happened. I had no idea that you got like massive anxiety from that.
Yeah, I had to go through this at 22. I remember being like, I don't know, I was getting panic attacks out of nowhere. And I was just like eating no-dos, drinking caffeine, always drinking beer. And I was like, oh, I'm doing everything right.
No, I mean, I don't think I'm doing anything right. But I was like, I thought I was just bummed about comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, because comedy is lame. But,
it
definitely was the all-day... 8 cups of iced coffee at Panera Bread.
Were you in the full throes of just like purely racing thoughts?
Yeah. Like, and I was like, it was one of those where you're just sad or anxious for absolutely no reason. Yeah. Like, I didn't have one thing that was, you know, I mean, I had a mountain of problems.
So you were in just like hyper speed loserdom. You were just like losing so at light speed. Yeah. Just like, I fucking suck.
Just flying light speed, dude.
Dude, that's horrible. I used to get those.
Millennium Falcon, dude. You know when the stars go, when they go into light speed?
They turn into those lines.
All my problems. Just like, whoa, you're look at all these fuck problems.
I'm going to die alone.
Yeah. But, so yeah, that's what I did. I was up there for two nights. Two shows, and Monday night I went and did three shows. It was sick. Got pulled over after the show, collected another warning.
F- you, cop.
Dude.
You know who I am?
All warnings. I was like, dude, I just did three showcases for like $20 each. Do you know who the f*** I am?
You just threw like three ones out and pulled off?
No, he, but then I had to wake up early to move my car, and I hit a guy in the morning. I hit a pedestrian crossing the street. Like 7:40 in the morning, a guy crossing the street on his way to
What was he wearing?
He was wearing a book bag. I think he was a Harvard. I think I hit a Harvard student.
Damn, dude. You took a doctor out of the ranks.
Yeah, dude. I've never hit a guy.
He could have been the next Dr. Oz, dude.
You ever hit somebody?
I almost ran into a cop in Newark and I pulled away the last. I almost changed my whole life, dude. I was purely around. I was probably like lighting a joint in my car, and I remember just being like, "Huh!" and just pulled away from a cop. Almost hit them, and then I just took the. Yeah, bro, that would have been
that would have been a rough one.
Different boy.
That's a guaranteed 3 stars in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, dude, I would have had the helicopter. I would have needed to bust out a bazooka. That would have been the only way.
Yeah, I was turning right, and the roads there suck so bad. Boston has
like Jersey style.
Dumbest. It's not like Jersey. It's like every road. There's like 8 different roads that lead to one road. They all just merge onto like different highways throughout Boston.
That's
and
weird.
There's like no turn, like there's no turns. It's all you just hop on this,
it's like
loop
jug handles.
They all have loops. Yeah, it's it pissed me off the entire time. Ugh. But yeah, so I had that. I didn't really sleep the night before,
so you're just spinning around a jug handle.
I went to turn right, and when I checked to the left, he must have been in my what's that called? The pillar? What's that called?
Oh, dude, when the Honda Civic has this problem, you look to the left and there's that strip that just like blocks all
he
vision.
He must have been there when I looked left.
Yeah, man.
There was no car, so I like started to inch out. And when I did, I hit a guy. He was on my hood. I was like, oh,
my God.
He looked at me like, what the f-? And I was like, dude, I'm an idiot. Like, I was mad. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'll
what
shake
a
you
fucking
up.
Moron. I'm an idiot. Up. And I was like, dude, you all right? And he was like, you, and just kept walking. I was like, all right, sweet.
That was his response?
Yeah, he was just like, you. Yeah, kept walking.
You should have hit him again.
Yeah, I should have got out and beat him. But then I did my patented, while I'm in Boston, I have one move, and it's sit at a Panera all day.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, you want to keep depression and anxiety at bay? Sit in a Panera for 9 hours straight.
Dude.
Just with my laptop. All I did, I was like, all right, sick. I'll get in there and get some writing done.
Yeah.
Do something. I literally just cycled through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the main board over and over again in an endless loop and checking my emails.
That's
nothing. Didn't send anything. I didn't type anything. I just looked at it.
Ugh, that's the worst.
For hours on end.
So you were just suffering like digitized angst of just
it was
like
insane.
Scrolling.
And I got an iced coffee when I got in there.
Nice.
And it's free refills. So I just literally just kept getting iced coffee the entire time I was in there. I swear to God, throughout the course of the day, I probably had 9 glasses.
You know the staff was back there talking about
staff
you.
Was
you
like,
were the you were like the subject of discussion the whole day. Like,
well, they probably thought I was working on something. They probably thought I was.
After the ninth cup of ice, dude, they're probably like, yo, bro.
Yeah,
what
we got
is
a problem.
This guy doing?
We got a problem.
We got a shooter. Dude.
Yeah, that's a problem. But no, I did break up the cacophony, or the, not cacophony, Jesus Christ, the, just the
monotony.
Awful day, monotony.
Yeah.
By your recommendation, because there was a movie theater right there.
You saw Jumanji?
I saw the movie Jumanji.
The all-new Jumanji?
At 1 p.m.
Instant classic. Instant cult classic.
You told me that you liked that movie.
Loved it.
And I gotta tell you, that's the worst. That's one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
On what metrics? It was just fun.
Jumanji sucked.
Dude.
I hate fun movies.
It was so fun.
I don't want to hear about fun movies.
A good romp, dude. I just want a good romp through the jungle.
That movie sucked. It's so bad. You can't explain how bad that movie is.
It was so fun. I had so much fun watching that.
I don't think kids will like that movie.
I watched it next to a bunch of little kids. They loved it.
I watched it with three other men that were also there by themselves.
All on 9 cups of iced coffee from Panera.
We all sat in a row. We all sat 3 in a row. It was really funny. Just all behind each other.
That's hilarious. It was like a totem pole of chubby white dudes.
Three lonely dudes, dude. All just at 1 p.m. on a Monday doing nothing.
It was just 3 flashers.
We all left together. So I left Jumanji really bummed at this point.
Really?
That was, even, I couldn't believe it. I saw that.
That was so funny.
It was either that or the 1517 to Paris.
I don't know what that is.
I think I'm getting the numbers wrong, but it's about these dudes that stopped a terrorist attack in Paris.
You can watch troops. Dudes magically transported into the jungle through a video game.
Yeah, and I should have watched, but Clint Eastwood directed the other thing. And he used the actual guys who did it to play the main characters.
How?
It just happened.
Oh, really?
Like a couple years ago.
I just assume you're talking about World War I.
No, I think it was some guy a little rowdy, tried to get an AK out, and a white dude like speared him.
Sounds like something Clint Eastwood would direct. Eastwood
was like, all right, we need to get the guy who actually did it. My first show was at 8 p.m.
Good God.
And I don't have any money or, like, what do you... There's nowhere
to... still have your cup for iced coffees?
Yeah. I kept the cup and then brought it back in. I walked back in. The workers were probably like, Jesus Christ, he's back in.
Someone
here.
Just won $20. Like, I told you he'd be back.
But I... I don't... There's nowhere to park your car without spending $20. Yeah. There's nowhere to go. Like, it's just...
You should have went into, like, a rocket science class and just solved advanced equations.
Went into Harvard?
Yeah.
And just... stood up.
You should have appled somebody.
Should have just screamed the N-word in a Harvard
class. No, dude, no. You should have solved a math problem.
No, I can't solve any math.
You should have just went in there and just put like X equals infinity, and they're like, nah, dude, you're wrong. You're like, you can't handle my apples.
Can't handle my apples. The name of the theater was the Apple Cinema.
Really?
I did have some of those apples.
You took some of those apples? Yeah.
But go back to Panera, cycle through Facebook and Twitter for 3 more hours.
Have you freaked out yet or no? You were just building
Didn't really freak out yet. I was kind of in a daze because I didn't really sleep that much.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to waking up. Like, if I wake up that early, I'm just for 5 hours.
So, okay.
Like, until noon, I'm, like, totally out of it.
Gotcha.
I mean, I hit a guy with my car. Like, I'm nuts, dude. And while I'm cycling through these websites, I finally snapped out of it and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is a crazy thing I'm doing right
now.
Coffee
kicked in.
This is a bad behavior.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude.
This is like a schizophrenic man sitting in a Panera staring at Facebook for 9 hours and breaking that up by seeing Jumanji.
Oh my God.
And then walking back in. It was nuts. So then I'm freaking out. I left there for my 8 o'clock show at like 6. It was like 20 minutes
away. You
showed
up 2 hours early?
No, I didn't go in. I just parked my car and sat there.
Oh, my God.
Called you, talked to you for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I you know, you remember the call. Yeah. It was pretty much like,
freaking out.
What the f*** am I doing, dude? Yeah. I'm going to kill myself out here. Not actually, but.
Yeah, but still.
You know, it was like pretty much like, this comedy sucks. This person sucks. How are they successful?
Yeah, I'm in Boston.
I drove up here. No one gives up. This is stupid. What a waste of time.
Yeah.
Suck my everybody. I was like, man, this, you know, you hate yourself and you hate comedy. Then I immediately went in and did a show where I just sucked. I went first on this show because I had another show right after it.
Oh, so you did two place. After we talked.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. So they were like, all right, go ahead. You go. We're going to put you on first so you can get to your show. And I go up first, and that sucks, going first, and I sucked.
Boston